Well, thanks again for having or coming on. So,
thanks for having me.
Let DC take over.
You should see. You know, we get the the rotating third mic coming in every Wednesday for Drive Time David Collins, and people walk in there here and they say that's a really cool setup. But anyway,
David
Collins, 30 minutes
show with David Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today. Really looking forward to today's guest, somebody that some of you listening at home might even be familiar with, which is always exciting. This is going to be a great episode today. It's our Thanksgiving special for 2024, which is always a lot of fun. We have some things planned for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and happy holidays. Some housekeeping right at the beginning of the show today. We just wanted to plug, of course, Drive Time David Collins on the Blind Mike Project every 7:30 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday morning. It's a call-in show, so you can join our Discord and then call into the show and comment on any of the segments that we bring to the show, and we bring some real original segments. I'm really enjoying that show. I also wanted a quick shout-out to last week's episode with Robbie Goodwin. I didn't get the traction that a lot of our other episodes get, but I thought it was a great episode, so if you haven't seen that episode with Robbie Goodwin, I really encourage everybody to check that out. We have a great show planned for you today, some great games, and a great guest. But first, before we get into that, everybody's favorite segment, Color of the Day. Today's Color of the Day, Sriracha. I was in a coffee shop in Cedar Falls, Iowa recently, the Cup of Joe. And they had a couch there, in a pretty ugly and shocking way, looked a lot like it had been sprayed with Sriracha, creating a bold orange couch. Sriracha is also something that a lot of you listening may see this week when passing around the plates at Thanksgiving. Made of 160 red, 68 green, and 54 blue, today's color of the day, Sriracha. We wanted to get, of course, usually we would get into our sponsor break here, but unfortunately Max Motors has dropped us as a sponsor. There's a video getting thrown around of me apparently using a racial slur. I don't believe the video, and it should be public there, but if anybody see that, it's not true. But that's all that's going on with Max Motors. So we thought it'd be a good opportunity to plug David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show Patreon today, which should be doing better. We really need to bump up those Patreon numbers. So if anybody wants some behind-the-scenes content, you can find that David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show Patreon.
What racial slur were you using?
Oh, allegedly, it was one of the bad ones.
Which ones are the good ones?
Oh, that's an even better question, I suppose. If anybody knows the answer to that question, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. Today's guest is Manny Muskets, and we're going to get right into world news with David Collins. And Manny, when we have a guest on the show, I like to ask them, when you think about world news, what are you thinking about this week?
I don't really pay attention to world news. I'm actually hoping you could help me out with something.
Perfect.
I live in Philadelphia. Do you know if it's too late to still vote here?
Oh, it's certainly too late. They do early voting all over the country. I don't think they do late voting. Was it supposed to be? Pennsylvania was supposed to be kind of in play, too. It's too bad. You really might have swung the election there. I wanted to talk about, do you know anything about this Susan Smith lady?
Never heard of her.
And a lot of people, I feel like, I was doing a little research on this because I had never heard of her. It was a big story that my mom heard about 30 years ago. But I think the OJ trial kind of took the winds out of this woman's sails when it came to the trial. She's been in jail for about 30 years after murdering her two sons. And she was denied parole again this week. She had murdered her two young sons. She rolled her car into a South Carolina lake in Union County while the two boys were strapped in the car seats. You didn't know this story?
No, I didn't know about OJ, though, so I'm glad at least one killer's in jail.
I think a lot of people would have called Susan the crime of the century there, had it not been for that next year.
Yeah.
After the appeal, Susan said, "If you think that's bad, you should see my car insurance." She's out of her mind. You know, sometimes I wonder if these people are like Casey Anthony or something, if they didn't kill their children. Maybe they ended up like killing the next Hitler or something. If they're so crazy, what do you think their children would have grown up to be?
I feel like the children probably would have been comics. And usually comics have a crazy mom. Something like that. So.
Oh, that's pretty funny. You go on stage and you say, you know, when I was growing up, my mom tried to drive me off into a lake. It's a pretty good opener. Jesse Smollett, did you hear this story?
Oh, yeah, he just got released or something like
that.
The
conviction was overturned. I'm very familiar with this story here. I don't even think I really need to read my notes. Of course, a lot of people who don't know, Jussie Smollett, he was made famous by Dave Chappelle's pronunciation of Juicy Smollier and the hit TV show Empire. He had a soap opera-style twist of his own this last week after the Illinois Supreme Court reversed his conviction. So, apparently, like, the local DA or something made a deal with him. And they said he has to pay a fine and then do some community service, and then it was done, and we're not going to press charges. And then the state came in and said, we're going to press charges. So when he got to the Illinois Supreme Court for his appeal, they said, you can't make a deal and then go back on it. So he kind of got out in a similar way than Cosby.
Yeah. Well, Cosby's another great man, so I support it. I like to see black people free.
Certainly. Well, I like it when the justice system just works out there. If you make a deal, you can't go back on it. Yeah, yeah, Jesse's lawyer, though, at the end of the thing, he said to Jesse, he said, we won. You can take that rope off your neck now.
I like that. You're a funny guy.
Oh, thanks so much. We have a great team that writes a lot of these jokes for us. A Thai court this week gave the death penalty to a woman accused of cyanide serial killings. Did you hear about this? See this?
No.
Oh, this is an interesting story. According to court documents, Sarat Rangsawithaporn killed her friend last week by spiking the victim's food with cyanide. She then stole property worth more than $4,400. What is that, like a gigazillion Thai baht?
I didn't know that they had cyanide in Thailand yet. I thought you had to box everyone to death.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. They probably have a lot of stabbings in Thailand. In the United States, they have to steal cyanide from like military bases. I wonder where they get it in Thailand. $4,400. What did she steal? The Capitol building? I don't think it's too wealthy of a country. You probably heard about this. Joe Biden approving landmines in Ukraine.
Sure. I know all about that.
Oh, did you hear about that? Well, this is kind of an interesting story because initially Donald Trump had said Ukraine can use landmines. Biden comes in 2022 and says, no more. We can't approve this. And then this last week, he comes back and says, we're going to start approving landmines over there. It's a little controversial. I don't think it's Biden's fault, though. He was in a plane at the time when they said something about the landmines. He said landmine.
That's good. That was a thinker.
Oh, it's a bit of a thinker there. It's turned into a bit of a political landmine, though, for Joe Biden. Did you hear about this?
Does he have any political landmines left? Like, his career is pretty much over, isn't it?
I suppose, but he's going to go down a winner, I think, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think we missed anything this week? Any pressing stories?
No, I don't pay attention to the news, but I'm glad you do. Someone has to.
Right, and I like a lot of people kind of tune in. We give them the quick hits, and then they can talk about it. They have something to talk about around the water cooler there. And that was World News with David Collins. Our guest today is a stand-up comedian out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our first comedian that we've had out of Philadelphia, which is great news. He started in Delaware, but has gained a great reputation in the Philadelphia area ever since. He's worked great local venues like J.J. Malone's, Market Street Pub House, Cool J's After Dark, Rivet Canteen and Assembly, World Cafe Live, Helium Comedy Club, and many more. Not only that, he does his own internet shows, Manny and Danny versus the Rest of the World, and The Man Pad. He's also made appearances on other great programs, like Too Many Games, ASC Presents, Hack the Movies, and Who Are These Socials? Give it up for our great guest today, Manny Muskets. Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Manny, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And it's Manny Muskets, plural.
Oh, okay. We get that a lot. Some people call me David Collins sometimes, and I say, no, there's an S at the end. No apostrophe. That causes some confusion.
Yeah, and both of my podcasts, The Man Pad and Manny and Dennis vs. the Rest of the World, are no longer airing.
Oh, no. That can't be right. Your last episode was only 4 days ago or something like that. This is breaking news. Are we the first to ask you about this?
Oh, yeah. It's Dennis got very mad at me in the last episode.
Oh, wow.
I had a joke about being a pedophile. He didn't like it. He stormed off set.
I see.
And now he doesn't want to work with me anymore. So it happens.
Wow. Well, that's controversial. Well, that's a great tease for whatever that episode is. Can we still find that on your YouTube channel?
Yes, and eventually it'll be on Spotify. I'm just too lazy to post the episodes and edit them like I'm supposed to. So
that's fantastic. And that sound means it's a turkey, and we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving today with a bit of a meal of our own. Do you have anything to eat over there, Manny Muskets?
No, I've got a gallon of water that I've been drinking to stay hydrated. I might need to take a piss break halfway through.
Oh, well, that's no problem. I drink a lot of water, too. Today we have an appetizer, a side dish, and a main course. And of course, we're going to end the show with some dessert today. It's Thanksgiving, so we thought it'd be a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving would be with some food. What are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for my health. It's a lot of people don't have it. And I'm thankful that people call me and they listen to what I say, because I had an interesting night last night. My friend called. He was on the brink of going to Greenland, as they say, on a live.
Wow.
And I said, hey, don't do that, because I don't want the paper trail to show me as the last person you called. That'll be a hassle. And he said, you know what? Just for you, I won't do it.
No, that's a great point. If anybody needs some advice there and they deal with one of those phone calls, that's perfect. I was thankful for a lot of things this year.
What were you thankful for?
Oh, that's a great question. A few of the most major things I was thankful for, we decided to make a little compilation. It's a little long. Would you like to hear that?
Is it in the form of a list?
It's in the form of a list.
All right. Two things you should know about me. One, I'm excited to see this list. Two, I like making lists.
Perfect. Why don't we take a little look and listen to what I'm thankful for this year.
This year's moments David Collins is thankful for. The New Year's episode of Blind Mike Project.
Hey there, I'm David Collins, and you're listening to the Blind Mike Project.
I remember that.
My name is David Collins. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Blind Mike Project, hosted by David Collins.
The airing of David Collins' 30-minute, half-hour reality show.
It's kind of.
Could we think of anything? Hello, my name's David Collins. I know what you're thinking. Blank. I know what you're thinking. I didn't roll over at age 33 in a truck in a ravine near Manhattan, Kansas.
The trip to Boston this summer.
And we walked around for a few hours, went over to the Harbor District, and we saw some fancy restaurants. Actually, what we saw later, where we saw the Wang Theater.
Hey, delicious, look. It's the Wang Theater.
Said Wang.
Confronting Luis J. Gomez.
David Collins, 30-minute, half-hour show.
Thanks so much. It's primarily an audio format, and we do a lot of things. It's like a morning radio show.
It's okay, dude. You're the man. I appreciate it. And I do a morning radio show. That's what Real Life Podcast is.
Oh, perfect.
We're a morning radio show. That's
right.
We
well, we're both broadcasters.
We're broadcasters. We're pros, dude. Thank you, David. You're the man.
Thank you, Lewis.
What's this guy's name?
Great guests like Carl Hamburger, Ray DeVito, and Tom Myers.
Prepared.
Smart.
What's going on with your teeth and foot? Well, I guess we already kind of covered that.
He started making videos, and here's the deal. If he wants to make videos of me making fun, that's fine. I just mentioned a woman's name, and they started making videos saying I sexually assault these women.
Ray DeVito.
Perfect.
Yep. You too.
Writing for a roast this year.
Anthony keeps his cool, but he actually gets really offended when people call him Pockface. But that's because he thinks they're calling him Person of Color Face.
I wrote that joke. Not a lot of people know that.
Our new radio show, Drive Time, David Collins on the Blind Mike Project. Drive safe, drive hard.
Taking a peek here, I was watching the Blind Mike Project, which is a channel we're on right now, actually. Isn't that awesome. Funny?
Yeah, it's very nice of him.
Right. Well, hold your thought there. I was watching the Blind Mike Project.
And those are all the things, or just a handful of the things that I was thankful for this year. Do you remember any of those moments, Manny?
Yeah, I remember you writing for the roast of Carl Hamburger.
That was exciting. Do you write a lot of roast jokes in your comedy? Is there a lot of that going on in Philadelphia?
It's starting to become the new trend is roast battles. I like it because you have to roast people you don't know. And I don't like writing jokes I don't care about, because if I don't know a person, I don't care about them.
And that's a great point there. You're supposed to roast the ones you love, they say. And that's why people do it for an event or for a dais or something. Those roast battles must get a little exhausting. I always find that it's tough not to do the same jokes when you're writing for something like that, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of this guy's white, so he was probably at J6. This guy's brown, so he's a terrorist.
Oh, right.
This guy's bad and autistic.
Right, this person's large. He has his own gravitational pull. When he does a push-up, the Earth says, ow. You know, I don't know, something like that. But what do you say after that? You've run out of jokes already.
Yeah, I don't write a lot of jokes anymore. I've been very lazy.
That's interesting, and we want to ask you about your style of comedy later in the show and kind of about your writing, but that sound, of course, means it's time for our first game, and our first game today is also celebrating Thanksgiving. Know your birds for Turkey Day. So we're going to listen to some bird calls, and you're going to have to guess what bird is that call of. Are you ready to play Know Your Birds for Turkey Day?
Yeah.
Perfect. This is an exciting game there. I love these themed games and these themes episode. I'm a big fan of the holidays. What's your favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's up there for me. I really like bowling on Halloween. On Thanksgiving, my mother and I usually get some Chinese food. I'm really looking forward to that. It's a nice tradition there. Why don't we jump into round one here of Know Your Birds for Turkey Day? Can you name that bird? Name that bird for Turkey Day.
Let's see. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That sounded a lot like Forrest Gump's mom.
Wow. Is she attractive? Is that what people calling her, a bird?
I think so, but that's how she got Forrest into elementary school. So I'm going to say that's Forrest Gump's mom, that bird.
Oh, that's a heavy wrong sound, though, but that was incorrect, unfortunately. That was an owl, a barred owl, to be specific.
I thought they said who.
Right. Well, this one was barred. So I'm not sure. Maybe it was barred from the Owl Linguistic Academy.
Yeah.
They're smart. They have academies. Owls are very smart. Why don't we jump into round two here? Are you a fan of birds?
No, they creep me out.
I see. Well, speaking of that, maybe that's a good clue for round two here. Why don't we jump into round two? Can you name that bird? Round two of Know Your Birds for Turkey Day.
I've definitely heard that one in the mornings. It wakes me up a lot.
Right.
I was going to guess a crow, but I don't think I live near crows. Is it a mockingbird?
Unfortunately, no. It actually was a crow. It was a North American crow. They're all over the country.
Oh, jeez. I thought that they only lived in Transylvania, wherever Edgar Allan Poe's from.
Oh, well, that's interesting. No, there's North American crows. I mean, there's a Transylvanian crow. I bet those are big crows. They get pretty big here. You don't drive around and see, there's a crow in the road. Maybe I'm always interested. I want to start making friends with the crows in my neighborhood.
I think they'd like you.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say. Why don't we jump into round three of Know Your Birds for Turkey Day? Boy, what a terrible sounding bird. What do you think that answer is?
That was an American eagle.
I'm sorry to say, that seemed pretty close though, and just like the crow, you're right next to it. It was a hawk. I believe it's a red-tailed hawk, to be specific. Even when you see them flying in the air though, they say, oh, is that an eagle or a hawk? I can't even tell.
Never knew my birds like that.
Right. Well, it's a little difficult there. Do you do any outdoors activity of any bird watching or fishing or something that you'd run into a lot of birds?
I like large leisurely walks on the beach.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
You see seagulls.
Seagulls would have been good. Seagulls kind of sound like a crow now that you mention it there. I played this for somebody else and they thought one of those was a heron. That was a little deep. Do you think you would have recognized a cardinal? That's a pretty difficult game there. How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy about 3 years. I don't think I'd recognize a cardinal. I don't watch a lot of baseball.
I see. Well, that's very funny. Do you write a lot of your material like that? We wanted to ask you if you did a musical comedy, and I wanted to talk a little about this because we've never had anybody from Philadelphia on the show. Do you see a lot of musical comedy out there? When we talk to somebody from Portland or Denver, they're surrounded by the musical comedy. Do you see that more on the East Coast there?
There's one or two musical comics around. We used to have this guy, Jay Simpson. He just moved to New York, but he would play a guitar and sing songs about cum.
Jay Simpson.
Yes. We've got a Mormon lady who sings songs about how Mormonism is the best cult ever.
Well, I'm sure she can get a lot of material out of that. I think Kurt Metzger was a Mormon comedian. Jehovah's Witness. Any one of these are musical comedians.
Yeah. Me personally, I don't do a lot of musical comedy.
But you do some.
A little bit. My first joke ever was the song Hakuna Matata, but instead of no worries, it meant no N-words.
Oh.
So I'll sing that, but I don't have a great voice for it.
Well, that's provocative. Interesting. You know, you've appeared on Who Are These Socials? We wanted to play a little clip from that.
Oh, did I?
Why don't we take a little listen to... Because I've appeared on Who Are The Podcast, and I've worked with Blind Mike, and we have a show on the Blind Mike Project, but I never had the opportunity there to appear on Who Are These Socials. Well, we can take a little clip. Manny has appeared on Who Are These Socials. We'll take a little listen to that clip.
Oh, Manny Muskets with $5. Did I hear Mike needs comics for his live show? Oh, you should get Manny if you ever need comics for a live show.
Oh, I'll keep him in mind. I'm not aware of Manny, I don't think.
Okay. We had him open the show in Philadelphia that we did back in April. You can watch it, actually. It's up on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see Manny's work, you can see it on there. The crowd loved him. He killed
it. All right, I'll check him out.
He did very, very well.
And that was you on Who Are The Socials. And apparently a lot of people have recognized your stand-up comedy, so that was very impressive to see.
Yeah. I remember sending that super chat. Blind Michael, he wanted to do a live show. And I was excited because I wanted to go and see if I could open up with a lot of physical comedy.
Certainly. And oh, that's a good bit for a blind man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very funny. You know, we did a live show back in February, and instead of the stand-up comedians opening the show, we did our live show right from the start and then closed the show with a 40-minute showcase.
I think that's a better way of doing things.
Well, people really enjoyed it. And then people who didn't really know that they were going for the live show still got to enjoy some stand-up comedy before they left the show.
Yeah, that works out.
That sound means it's time for our next course here. And we have a side dish. What do you like with a Thanksgiving side dish?
Sweet potatoes. A lot of people call them yams, but I'm a
sweet potato guy.
Yeah, so... In Africa, we have a different plant that we call a yam, so I call them sweet potatoes.
Oh, do they eat yams in Thanksgiving in Africa?
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Africa. We never had Native Americans to slaughter over there.
I see, but they don't have any meals or something. You know what I find interesting? Do you think the Vatican, or in Italy, do you think they celebrate Thanksgiving the same time as the Last Supper? I think it's just celebrating a meal. Like, our Independence Day is different, I'm sure, but something like that.
Probably. I don't know. We don't have a lot of food-based holidays in my country.
Did you move or immigrate to America at some point?
Yes, I moved to America in the year 2000. I was 6 years old. And
oh, wow.
From London, England.
That's interesting. Yeah, but you did most of your schooling in the States.
Yes, I went all in Delaware, the first state of the country.
Do you think that has anything to do with, do you think that kind of influences your style of comedy? How would you describe your style of comedy?
Well, you know, as a comedian, I have to test the boundaries of what's socially acceptable. And sometimes I step over the line.
Right. And you say, I'm not even from here.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun. I mostly just say whatever dumb stuff comes to my mind.
Right. Oh, do you kind of some rappers do this where they don't even write down their material? I found is fascinating, and they just remember everything. Louis C.K. famously did something similar where he never likes to write his material. You write your material.
If I have a big show, I'll write it out, but most of the time I like to just have topics that I'll touch on, and I know some jokes around it that I can weave in and out of.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I like writing everything down word for word. You're a bit of you kind of write just an idea down and know what you're going to say about it. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I got the same thing as Manny does.
Perfect.
Just do an idea and go with it.
Interesting. Matt, of course, is also a stand-up comedian. They're very funny. He did a great set last night. Tell me about your podcasts. Oh, I guess they don't exist anymore. That's too bad. What's your next project there? Do you do anything on TikTok?
No, I don't do TikTok. It's anything that requires work, I'm not a fan of.
Right. Well, TikTok sounds pretty low effort, I think. I can't do TikTok because I have a flip phone.
Oh, really? That's...
kind of holds me back.
I think you can do it on a computer now.
Oh, that's interesting. I might have to look into that there. But do you think that would probably be more effort there? Perfect. Well, that's great hearing about you, Manny, and I'd love to learn more about you and your stand-up comedian. We were watching, or stand-up comedy, we were watching some of your comedy, and so was my mother and I, actually. I came in, Matt was watching your stand-up comedy by himself when I arrived here, actually. That's what really happened. But I was watching it with my mother this weekend. We were laughing along. She thought it was very funny. So everybody check out Manny Muskets, and even if there's not a podcast or something like that going on, you have clips of your stand-up comedy on your YouTube.
Yes, I do, and stay tuned. There might be another podcast coming soon, but I'll have to find a podcast who I don't piss off.
And we're all going to have to, you know, I'm known as a bit of a hot interviewer. I think people are going to be pretty upset that I didn't catch the controversy from your last episode. It would have been perfect timing to kind of drop that. And we've kind of dropped the ball instead.
Oh, no. I don't expect anyone to listen to my podcasts. I do it for the fun of it.
I see. Well, it still kind of pisses me off.
That pisses me off.
You pissed me off.
I'm really pissed off.
Things that pissed me off this week.
And that sound means it's time for our next segment with Brody Toopey, who he called in this week and let us know some things that were really pissing him off. Are you familiar with Brody Toopey?
Yeah, he's really angry.
He is, and he's very funny on stage. I don't know how he gets so upset. He's jovial all the time every time I see him in person, and then he gives us these angry call-ins. Why don't we take a little listen?
Hey, David, just wanted to call in, let you know. Guess what? Yep, I'm still pissed off. Here's a couple things that have been pissing me off this week. Number one, hard shell tacos. I take one bite, and it's basically a taco salad. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm pissed off. That's nonsense. Who's even making these anymore? I want soft shelled tacos. Number two, I had to referee a kids wrestling tournament. They didn't have any other subs to referee. I'm sweaty. I'm tired. I don't even know the rules. It pisses me off. Starting to get a little cold in the mornings, so walking my dog sucks. That pisses me off. I like to walk my dog. I have a dead tree in the yard that keeps dropping branches. That pisses me off. I didn't want to do that chore. It's a surprise when I get home, and it's never a good one. That pisses me off. We made some pot roast on Monday. Way too much pot roast. I've had pot roast for every meal. That pisses me off. I want to eat some other stuff.
Right.
Also, I have this pot roast because I ordered a cow. Now I have cow tongue. That pisses me off. Why do I have cow tongue? I didn't even need to have it. Don't know what to do with it. That pisses me off.
Well, I wouldn't know what to do with a cow tongue either. Thanks so much for that call-in, Brody. Boy, isn't he cantankerous.
Oh, yeah. I agree with a lot of the things that piss him off, too.
At least he's relatable. We always say that, too.
Yeah. Hard shell tacos are for nobody.
That sound means it's time for our next segment here, our next part of Thanksgiving. We're celebrating Thanksgiving today. And, of course, what is Thanksgiving without a main course? Today we have meatloaf. Do you like meatloaf on Thanksgiving?
I like it other days of the year, not necessarily on Thanksgiving. No one in my family cooks a good meatloaf, so...
This looks like it has the consistency of, like, apple pie or something. What's going on here? This is strange. This is the strangest meatloaf I've ever seen.
Yeah. What were the other entrees that you've had so far?
Well, our side dish was cheesy potatoes, and we started with some gargettos, you know, something that you might eat while watching a football game and getting ready for the meal later.
I've never heard of a gargetto.
Do you watch football on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's the only day I watch football, that and the Super Bowl. I usually watch, fall asleep, wake up, and wrestle my cousins.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Why don't we jump into our next segment? Of course, with the holiday, we got a lot of emails this week.
That pisses me off.
Oh, whoops.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
David Collins call-ins and emails. You took a call. You took call-ins on your old show.
Yes, we did.
That's always great. We love taking call-ins and emails on the show. Our first one comes in from Robert Wallace. It's a voicemail this week. Why don't we take a little listen to Robert Wallace? Robert Wallace, a big fan of AM radio. I'm more of an FM radio person myself, but Robert Wallace is a bit old school in that way. Let's take a little listen to Robert Wallace.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Brand new sperm bank. Let's talk to some people. What do you think about that sperm bank that's coming? Hell yeah. I know where I'm going to be coming. Okay. Yeah, yes, yes. Breaking news. Sperm bank has just been broken into. Small denominations of sperm have been taken out. A dye pack has been put in with the sperm bank. So if you see somebody full of jizz, call 911. That number again is 64321.
Thanks so much for that call in, Robert Wallace. What did you think about that?
Seemed like a convoluted joke. I don't understand 911 changing to 64321. And he's full of sperm, but the sperm had dye patches in it. So is he supposed to be a different color? Is his face supposed to be covered with multicolored sperm?
Wow.
I have a lot of questions about that, Colin.
Certainly. Well, Robert Wallace, I'm sure, would answer those questions. What's great about some criticism, though, is he's very good at taking notes.
Well, that's good.
And speaking of Robert Wallace, this week we have Austin Ingles, friend of the show, coming on Drive Time David Collins. Next week, we're going to have Robert Wallace himself in the building for Drive Time David Collins, which is going to be really interesting. Are you familiar with our caller? We have a Jamaican correspondent. He calls in B-Dude.
Oh, yeah, the Irish dude.
Right, we get some, a lot of confuses a lot of people there, but who knows, I'm not from there, I don't know what an accent really sounds like. Why don't we take a little listen to call in from B-Dude this week. Happy Thanksgiving, B-Dude.
Wagwan, David. B-Dude here, calling in from Jamaica for the Thanksgiving buys, me brother. Hope you and all the listeners good. Right now, we'll watch the skies close. Hurricane season is upon us yet.
Right.
The wind and the rain bout, but we are hold strong. Nothing can shake the Jamaica spirit. Big up to all the people, them who are band together and look out for each other, cause that a true meaning of unity and thanks. Upon a brighter note, me still plan me Thanksgiving feats.
Great. Fun.
We talking turk jerky, rice, a peas, plantain, and the works. Me granny even a bake a sweet potato pudding for top it off. Me belly, do you already rumbling, David? Nothing no better than Jamaican style Thanksgiving celebration. Stay safe upon your side, me brother. Big up to everybody who tune in. Remember, even in the storm, we always find something to give thanks. Peace and love.
Well, thanks so much for that call in, B-Dude. Happy Thanksgiving, isn't he? He always calls in. He raises our spirits, really, you might say.
Yeah, I want some of what he's smoking on. It sounded nice and high. One thing I didn't like about that call, it was very large and slow.
He talks very slowly. I've been noticing that, too. I think he needs to slow down on whatever he is smoking.
Normally, I wouldn't mind, but I've been drinking this gallon of water.
Right.
I really need to use the bathroom, so.
Well, that's perfect. We're coming to our end of our show here anyway. We just have a couple emails that I needed to touch base on here. This email came in from Matt O'Daniels from South Carolina. David, I'd like to give you a slow clap to ancient Egyptian hallucinogenic rituals. Scientists have confirmed that ancient Egyptians consumed psychoactive cocktails as part of religious ceremonies, including mandrake and opium. Happy Thanksgiving to you, but the only turkey that should be cooked this weekend is Matt Campbell. May K-State stuff the cyclones. Hashtag EMAW, Matt from Clover, South Carolina. P.S. Jerry was seen stringing an aggravated garland in Nebraska. Is this true? Well, I have no idea what he means at that last portion there. And speaking of Jerry, he usually knew. Do you know anything about this Matt Campbell fella?
No, I know Dan Campbell.
I wonder what that is. His name's
Matt Campbell. Is his brother, maybe?
Maybe.
Head coach of Kansas State.
Well, thanks so much for that call in, Matt O'Daniels. We also received another email here from Josh DeWolfman. Hey, David, first-time emailer, long-time listener. I wanted to express my concern, just not sure for whom. Are you the hostage, or is your co-host? Love the show. Thanks, David. Do you have any response to that? A lot of people are nervous that you're here under duress. We've got a couple of those emails.
Oh, I promise I am not.
And that was David Collins' call-ins and emails. We get a lot of great emails on this show. Did you ever take emails on your show?
No. Never set that up. Never thought about it. I might do that for my next show.
Oh, it's always great. People love to write in the show, and then they get to hear it. It's almost like a price discrimination when it comes to super chatting. It's like, well, you can't, you know, if you want to super chat, you could pay, or you could go through the longer form. It's like couponing and send an email.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't know that mandrake and opium were hallucinogens. I'm a big fan of hallucinogens, so I might need to try them out.
Is that right? Maybe you'll try it. You know, mandrake, I'm not really sure if I know anything about that. It sounds like that might be something that's not illegal.
Yeah.
And of course, our last moment in a dinner and in a Thanksgiving meal, the dessert. And today, we have some great butterscotch cookies. What's a dessert that you look forward to this Thanksgiving?
Sherbet.
Sherbet. Well, yeah. That's nice. Maybe some gelato or some ice cream or something cold after a nice warm meal.
Exactly.
That's pretty good. We have some butterscotch cookies here. You know, some people, we were thinking about getting a pumpkin pie. I couldn't find one.
Did you look for an apple pie?
No. I didn't think an apple pie would be very good for the show. I thought maybe a cookie would work very well.
I do like your thinking there.
I wanted to let you finish your thought there, but that's all right. That sound means it's time for our last game. In our last game today, I've really missed. I love this game. This game is called Name the Imposter. So we're going to read you four options, and out of those four names, you're going to have to identify which one of those four are the imposter. Are you ready to play Name the Imposter?
Oh, I'm ready.
That's perfect. And like I said, I'm a big fan of this game. I hope everybody else is. And anybody playing at home, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com, your answers. Round one of Name the Imposter. Round one. Turkey, pumpkin pie, sushi, green bean casserole. Turkey, pumpkin pie, sushi, green bean casserole. Can you name that imposter?
I'm going to go with sushi.
That's exactly right. A good warm-up round there. Sushi, these are all traditional foods that you might find at a Thanksgiving dinner. Sushi, of course, is not one of those. And that was great. It's a bit of a fall-themed episode today.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at this stuff.
Are you ready for round two?
Always.
Perfect. Do you like this game? Do you think, compared to the first game, which one do you like best? Name that turkey for, or name that bird for Turkey Day, or name the imposter?
This game reminds me a lot of the New York Times puzzles, like perfect connections. But Name That Bird, something about it, it really hit a chord with me. I like that game more.
Oh, that's good. People like a pre-produced, you hear the sound effect, there's things going on. When it comes to the bird, there's more going on, so I can understand where you're coming from there. Why don't we jump into round two of Name the Imposter? Canoeing, corn mazes, haunted houses, apple picking. Canoeing, corn mazes, haunted houses, apple picking.
Canoeing.
That's exactly right. Canoeing, usually something that you might do in the spring or the summer. The other three, traditional fall activities. You might also say canoeing was the only one-worded one, too. The other ones had two words. A bit of a giveaway, I guess.
Yeah.
Why don't we jump into round three here? Do you do any of those fall activities?
No. I usually spend my fall inside watching TV, trying to fight the seasonal depression.
Uh-oh. Well, it is getting cold out there. It's time to bundle up and bunker down. Why don't we jump into round three here? Philadelphia Eagles, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. Can you name that imposter? Philadelphia Eagles, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings.
Green Bay Packers?
What's going through your mind? Why do you think Green Bay Packers?
I know the Philadelphia Eagles have won a Super Bowl. I know the Patriots have won a Super Bowl. I don't know if the Vikings or the Packers have won a Super Bowl.
Well, that's very thoughtful there. These were actually all teams except one that's won on Thanksgiving Day in the last 10 years.
Oh.
The New England Patriots has not won a Thanksgiving game in 12 years. But they're scheduled to play this year, I believe. Maybe they'll take that back.
I doubt it.
Are they doing well this year? I don't know. I don't follow sports. Maybe I can ask Matt about that after the show. But that we have reached the end of our program there. Thanks so much for coming on to the show. Manny Muskets, everybody, from Philadelphia. I'd love to hear that you get booked on a show for something like this. I think we'd love to let people know he's a great stand-up comedian that we've heard so much about. Wouldn't that be exciting? But Manny Muskets, did you enjoy your time on the show today?
Very much. I wish I didn't drink so much water. I'm about to run off and take a leak. Please wrap up the show, and if you're still here after I'm back, we can talk more. I don't know. Thank you.
Well, I hope you make it in time there. Thanks so much, Manny. That's perfect. Boy, what a great episode. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David Collins.